The removal of former Charter Oak School principal John Wetterauer and the surrounding controversy may have been the tipping point that charged the creation of Change 150. Last night, they presented a declaration of no confidence in Superintendent Granita Lathan. Dan DeGaulle is the vice president of the group. He says more than 1,000 people signed the declaration, including parents, taxpayers, and civic and business leaders.
And I know that you, too, do not want District 150 to fail, as Granita Lathan so insultingly declared to the press. On the contrary, we wish to rescue the district from failed leadership, to offer some constructive alternatives. We want collaborative leadership to work with our teachers and principals to make decisions that make sense in their schools for their unique situations.
DeGaulle calls Lathan's administration utterly toxic. The superintendent did not attend the council meeting. Further, school district business is not in the purview of the city council. Peoria Mayor Jim Artis.
We are very concerned about it. It's right near the top of our list of concerns right now, but the council understands that it's not their place, and there won't be anything coming before the city council, any type of an action item on this.
As for the Peoria City Council's policy session on character and community design, that could result in the creation of districts that would allow for specific building and design standards to be implemented that match with the character of different areas of the city. I'm Tanya Koontz.